what we think we all knew, that the snowpack is the lowest on record. And unfortunately, there doesn't appear to be any meaningful precipitation coming in our near future. This really spells out the fact that the situation is unprecedented and critical and requires the actions of all hands on deck approach. Over the last year, this drought has taken its toll on our cities, our farms, and our natural environment. The cascading impacts are having an effect on public health and safety, on our agriculture, and in our natural environment. Since the very beginning of the drought, our experts have been working around the clock managing our precious water resources and working to ensure that the state survives this drought and is better prepared for the next one. During that time, the state has taken steps to make sure that water is available for human health and safety, growing of foods, firefighting, and protecting fish and wildlife. We have also spent millions of dollars helping thousands of California families most impacted by the drought to pay their bills, put food on their tables, and have water to drink. Last year, as you may remember, the governor asked all Californians to reduce their water use by 20%. Unfortunately, many haven't stepped up to meet that goal. This year has to be different. We are in a critical stage, and conservation will be paramount. Now, with no snow in the mountains and our reservoirs getting lower by the day, it's really time to do more. So with that setting the stage, what we'll do is I'm going to turn it over to Director Mark Cowan from the Department of Water Resources to talk a little bit about the various programs that his department's working on. And we'll loop it back at the end for questions. So over to you, Director Cowan.
Thank you, Mark.